Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Honora Werner. Sister Honora is semi-retired, but still preaches occasionally at retreat houses and local parishes. She is a member of the Caldwell Dominicans, and her preaching today is entitled, Scared Prophets.
A reading from the first book of Kings. Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of a heavy rain." So Ahab went up to eat and drink, while Elijah climbed to the top of Carmel, crouched down to the earth, and put his head between his knees. "Climb up and look out to sea," he directed his servant, who went up and looked, but reported, "There is nothing." 7 times he said, "Go, look again." And the 7th time the youth reported, "There is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising from the sea." Elijah said, "Go and say to Ahab, 'Harness up and leave the mountain before the rain stops you.'" In a trice, the sky grew dark with clouds and wind, and a heavy rain fell. Ahab mounted his chariot and made for Jezreel. But the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, who girded up his clothing and ran before Ahab as far as the approaches to Jezreel. The word of the Lord. First, a bit of the backstory. Ahab has been searching for Elijah to kill him. Now the whole country is suffering in the grip of a drought. Ahab and his top official, Obadiah, go out in opposite directions in search of water and grassland to save their flocks. On his way, Obadiah meets Elijah, who sends him off to tell Ahab to come and meet him. Ahab comes to where Elijah waits and greets him, saying, "You disturber of Israel." Elijah returns the compliment. Then follows the challenge between the prophets of Baal and Elijah. At the end of that trial by fire, Elijah has clearly won, and the prophets of Baal lay dead. This is where we pick up the story today. Elijah knows the rains are coming. How, we don't know. But he tells Ahab to go and eat heartily as the rains are approaching. Elijah repairs to the top of Mount Carmel, awaiting the rain. Once it begins, he sends his servant to warn Ahab to get on the road before the road becomes impassable. Then, with the hand of the Lord upon him, Elijah runs to Jezreel on foot and gets there before Ahab in his chariot. Soon after arriving, Ahab tells Jezebel, his wife, what has happened, and she vows to have Elijah killed in revenge. So off he goes again, in fear for his life, to the desert. There he sits under a broom tree and prays to die. Does he? Well, you'll just have to read the rest of this exciting story to find out. Why do we read this story all these centuries later? What's the takeaway here for us? Well, for one thing, not all prophets of God are fearless. Like the rest of us, they don't want to be killed, and they fear their enemy's strength and cunning. But there is something stronger than fear here. Secondly, victory does not always come to the most powerful nor to the richest. There is something that wins against all other odds here. Finally, the truth is not always proclaimed by the loudest mouth. Despite clamor all around, a voice of truth can be heard here. What, or should I say, who is stronger? Who is victorious? Whose voice pierces the cacophony of lies with the clear sound of truth? The one whose hand rested on Elijah as he ran to Jezreel. The one who has conquered even the power of death in the resurrection of Jesus. The one who, with Christ, pours out the Holy Spirit into our hearts. The one who protected and strengthened Elijah is the same God who is our help and our shield. For us, called to be prophets of God in our world, this is good news indeed.